You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. Tonight's topic is these crazy, insane metalheads and their subgenres. There's a gazillion of them, right? How many did you cut? Did you count at least a gazillion, Lily?
A gazillion and
at
one.
A gazillion, maybe a gazillion and one.
Because the black metal has its own subgenres.
It's like crazy. So anyways, that's tonight's topic. You are listening to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Please go there. When you hear the podcast that you like with the bands that you like, please share it around because that's what it's all about. It's about getting the word out about this great music, keeping rock alive. When you join up with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you are taking up the cause for great rock, great guitar-driven, heavy drums, heavy bass, in-your-face rock and roll. None of this little wee-wee poo-poo, singer-songwriter, club cafe, boo-hoo and stuff. This is real rock and roll, guys, like it was meant to be. So when you hear that, share it around. Let the world know that you're a real rock and roller with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Speaking of letting the world know you're a real rock and roller, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus website, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, is our merchandise page. So go ahead and click that in the upper right-hand corner. Get yourself a t-shirt or a mug or condoms or whatever you like there. It's all there at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Okay, we have a great show for you tonight. But first of all, before we get started, let me introduce my partners in crime here. All the way from New Orleans, Pennsylvania, with his oven mitt on, Mr. Keith the Hog Hawkins. What's going on, Hawkster?
What's up? I'm doing a little baking, so I'm going to do the podcast. I'm going to have a bun cake in the oven. So when the bun cake's done, I'm going to get that together, and then we'll podcast as I eat the bun cake.
Right.
Cool, Donald. I don't know if you knew that, but I'm a culinary specialist.
I didn't know.
All right, bun cake.
Go. I kind of want a cake next time I'm over there.
There you go. I'm going to get a bun cake for all of you.
Yay!
I'm all about that cake. All right, and sitting next to me tonight is Miss Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio. What's up, Lily V?
What's up?
Lily, show the audience what your study materials for the show.
I researched.
Show how thick this book is. Look at that thing.
It's like 1,000 pages.
That's like crazy. She brought Louder Than Hell. It's a...
The Definitive Oral History of Metal.
Yep. What more can you say about that?
It's really good so far.
Who dies in the end?
There's some dead people.
There are some dead people. There's always dead people when it comes to rock and roll. It's rock and roll. I mean, there's going to be dead folks.
Lemmy has quite a few quotes in there.
Lemmy. All right. So, Keith, anything you want to jump in with before we play the first band tonight? What do you got your research materials together? Or are you just going to be inspired by eating bun cake?
I don't know how we're going to do this in 1 hour. This might be several hours, but yeah, we're going to try to get through it. And
Part one.
There's subgenres of subgenres, so we're going to try to squeeze as many in as we can, I guess. So.
All right, it's going to be a good show.
Okay, guys, we're going to start.
Dream all risk is real. Lives in glory. What? I don't understand.
I'm gonna close my eyes.
Ah, damn it! Damn it! Damn it! Hello? Can I get some help here?
All right. Guys, welcome back to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. That is Afraid of Human from the album Afraid of Human. The track is Through the Lies. And let's go ahead and give those guys a little promo there. You can go to afraidofhuman.com and check out everything those guys have going on. Buy all their swag. Great band. Keeping rock alive on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. So let's just jump in, guys. Metal genres. How do we want to organize this?
Do we just want to start at the beginning?
You just want to at the beginning. So I mean, like, so where would we start? Where do you guys want to start? Well, I guess we should have talked about this before we started the podcast, but we never talk about anything. We just jump in and just do our thing.
We just wing it.
We just wang.
We sound good though.
Yeah. So how do you want to start? Keith, you want to jump in with something? I think you have some definite thoughts and ideas on it.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of, you know, subgenres, but if you want to talk about like where metal started, it does start with the Black Sabbaths of the world. I mean, they were the band that kind of were labeled, you know, not music your kids should be listening to at the time. They're like, oh my God, it's like the worst thing that ever happened. And kids loved it though, and it blew up. But there's bands that were before Black Sabbath that were heavy that could have been like what we call pre-metal. You ever hear bands like Blue Cheer? I mean, those bands are really heavy for their time.
Yeah.
So and there's a bunch of other ones. King Crimson was really, really heavy as a progressive rock band, but they are, I think, way ahead of their time, just phenomenal musicians. But when it comes to, we'll just say this genre of metal, we'll just say, well, I'll call it straight up metal. We'll just call it that because the bands like Black Sabbath and the Ronnie James Dio's of the world later on, and, you know, bands that are more in just that straight ahead metal category, that is where we're going to begin, because I think those bands got a lot of the attention.
Well, you know, according to beat.media subgenres, and let me just go ahead and click this real quick. The first genre they cover is just straight up heavy metal, and they call this the core metal subgenre from which all other metal subgenres derive. Heavy metal, in essence, is metal that draws influence primarily from the original metal bands. These are the bands that draw the direct linkage back to Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. I would throw Deep Purple in there, too. Without distinctly changing the levels of distortion, speed, or intensity. And you're not going to like they use the K word. So,
well, yeah.
Sorry, Keith. Kiss, Judas Priest, Alice Cooper, bands like that are the sort of like garden variety, straight up, you know, no frills. Not necessarily speed metal, thrash, or whatever. Just straight
yeah.
up, you know. That, you know. So, you know, that is the Sabbaths and those kind of early heavy bands as well. So, from there, where do we want to go? Here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to do is we're going to tag team Keith and Lily. So Keith kind of opened it up.
Well, I wanted to add something to that.
Okay,
though.
You want to add something? Well, so you guys go back and forth.
According to this book that I was referencing, they want to call the Kinks the first metal band with You Really Got Me.
Because of the distortion
yes,
on the guitar.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a great...
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. I wanted to mention, direct you guys to a BBC documentary called Proto Metal.
Yeah.
And you guys should check that out. It's all about the, you know, the early band. They talk about the Kinks. They also talk about Arthur Brown. You remember, you know who Arthur Brown, the crazy world of Arthur Brown, Keith? I am the god of hellfire and all that.
Yeah, vaguely, man. It's not really my bag.
Yeah,
but,
like 68, you know. Yeah, so the guy came on with a lot of theatrics, very loud, a lot of distortion for the time, you know, kind of like really in your face, I don't know, dark type stuff, you know. So anyways, but so that's the beginning of it. You know, you say the Kinks, the proto-metal stuff. So what's the first subgenre we want to delve into, guys? Keith, why don't you go next?
Well, we're talking, there's always that, listening to these guys being interviewed or anybody you listen to through the years that was an influential, you know, metal artist, some of these acts weren't happy with what Black Sabbath was doing. They weren't happy or satisfied with what Led Zeppelin was doing. These bands were super huge, but they go on and you get these bands that just want to go, they want to be faster, they want to be heavier, they want to be this, they want to be that. So that's when you start to get into this really, the speed metal, thrash, black metal, anything you want to call it. These bands were extremely heavy, and they want to go faster. They want to be heavier, and you know me with that, with the lyrics, and sometimes I don't understand a damn word they're saying, but I think it always wanted to do like the one-upping. So when you want to one-up a band, Black Sabbath did something. So let's take a band like in a another genre. You take a band like Venom, who were around in that, you know, in that early 80s, late 70s era, where they basically had, they put it in your face. I mean, so, there was pentagrams on the album cover, double on purpose. That's just their thing, you know?
Let's pin it down. You mentioned speed metal. What is speed metal?
Just heavier and faster metal. They wanted to do it heavier and faster. I mean, they would breakneck tempos, blast beat, band, you know, just the whole thing where it was like everything got to be faster and faster. These bands didn't really, there's no ballads allowed here. This is balls to the wall metal where you can go on with bands like, you know, the Napalm Deaths of the World, Venom, Celtic Frost, all these bands that were just, you know, heavy and just going faster and faster and just did it, you know, their way. But like I said, they want to do it fast and heavy. So that's
so speed metal is like just like how fast can we go?
Basically, yeah. It's just, I mean, that was, you know, a million different bands, but then you have subgenres of that too. So
according to the Wikipedia's, they give some examples of Venom, Motorhead, Anvil, and Accept. I don't hear Accept as speed metal. I think that this is off.
No, that's what it says in here too.
Why would Accept be speed metal?
I don't know.
Is balls to the wall that doesn't very fast. Okay. Let's talk about, so what do you want it? Let's go turn to Lily here. Who do you want to hit? Which genre are you going to talk about?
Well, I like the era of new wave British metal, where like we had the Iron Maiden, Saxon, Def Leppard, Scorpions, Merciful Fate, Metallica kind of started in there. It was like 1980 to the present sort of thing. Now, a lot of these are going to like overlap here and there with years because people wanted to do their own thing. But I kind of like the new wave British metal because of those bands, because those are bands I actually listen to. I mean, I don't really listen to Saxon, but the other ones kind of started into like my favorite genre of metal, which is hair metal, so that was kind of, yeah, which was kind of like the beginning of all of that, I think.
So those are the bands that kind of like precursors to that.
Yes.
To that, you know, the glam thing. Go ahead, Keith. Hit me with a metal genre. Let's talk about it.
Well, since I'm sticking with the heavier ones for now, we went from like speed metal, we'll call it, and to another subgenre that is grindcore. Grindcore would definitely be heavy and with lyrics that I really can't repeat on the podcast. But you take bands like Obituary and Carcass and these bands that were, again, throwing it in your face where they were just, their album covers were just, you know, obscene at, you know, at times looking at actually real pictures of dead bodies. I mean, it just,
yeah.
These bands went above and beyond trying to be in your face, and they did it with a pretty good rate.
I think when you get into some of these bands that play fast and or bands that play slow or whatever, what you start to find is with the different breakdowns is you start to find that it is the it's the vibe or the nuances. So things like the album covers, the lyrics, the stage presentation become part of what that genre is about, mm-hmm. more so than just
the music,
the actual playing, the actual music, you know. So a lot of these, you know, in terms of tones and sounds, would kind of could be in the same thing. All what sort of breaks them down or breaks them apart is what you said, Keith. The album covers, lyrics you can't repeat, things like that. Let's talk about the differences in singing styles between some of these genres. What is the what's the genre? And you guys research this. That has the what I always refer to as the sort of Cookie Monster kind of vocals.
I would call that death.
Yeah, that's like the death or the black metal stuff because I can't understand. Yeah, I don't understand anything they're saying.
Even talking about like the grindcore bands like Carcass, Obituary, then you go into the more extreme heavy stuff. You get bands like Napalm Death. These bands all have these Cookie Monster growly vocals, but it's, you know, maybe tempos are different, but they all take that same approach when it comes to the kind of screaming. I don't know what the hell you're saying. Luckily, you do have a lyric sheet in the album. But
and if you don't, oh well.
You know,
there were some other bands.
Good.
Bands like Venom and Celtic Frost and bands like that, they did play some slower tempos, if you believe it or not. And you could actually understand some words, but they were still heavy, heavy bands. They didn't get maybe more in Europe, but they didn't get extreme exposure here in the U.S., a little bit more underground type stuff. I actually have a Celtic Frost.
I want to throw a genre out there, like a, kind of as a wild card here. Do you guys know what kawaii metal is, or kawaii metal?
Oh, I read about it, but I didn't. I had seen
the word actually means cute metal.
Oh, cute metal.
Cute metal,
oh.
And this is
like Hello Kitty singing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's mainly in Japan. Fuses aspects of heavy metal and J-pop, Japanese pop. And usually performed by these, female acts that play metal. Dazzle Vision, Baby Metal, Lady Baby.
Aww.
Lady Baby.
They're so cute.
Baby Metal.
Oh, look at them, too, in their little skirts.
Yeah. So you can check out Baby Metal. But that's how all over the place is. And we were talking as we were, as we were playing the song, about how... You know, these genres, people take them very, very seriously. You know, you don't show up at a thrash metal thing playing prog metal. I mean, you're just, you know, somebody's going to, like, kick your ass.
Somebody's going to hurt you.
Yeah, that's just not going to work.
Metal fans are serious. Yeah. They're serious about their favorite genres. They're
serious about their playing. What do you got, Lily?
Can I just talk about my favorite?
All right, let's just get down to
it. Just get it over with.
Just get it over with, Keith. Here we go.
Just lay back and let it happen.
What are we
doing? This might be where you want to go get your bundt cake.
Yeah, go check your bundt cake.
Anyway. No, I'm not hating tonight, man. So I'm straight business tonight.
We are going to talk about my favorite, which is hair metal, because I just love all of it. 1975 to 1992-ish. Motley Crue. They're visually compelling. They're musically beautiful. They're great to look at. All of it was about sex and drugs and rock and roll, and that's what I'm about, and I loved it all. So, like, that Skid Row, I'm sorry, Poison, Dokken, Warrant, Guns N' Roses. That, I don't even know what else to say about that. Oh, that was kind of like when, it was a label-feeding kind of crazy thing because everybody was about the money in the 80s. And the drugs.
Sex and drugs.
MTV and was playing all that stuff because it was, like, party time. So that's... I know not everybody likes hair metal. I do.
I never thought Guns N' Roses was a hair metal band. I'm sorry.
They do. Okay, they call it that in this book. That's why I referenced it in that genre.
I think that
it's a mix.
And I think too that there is. This is an interesting thing about some of these subgenres. Some of these artists play loose and fast with the subgenres.
Yeah.
They're not all exactly, doing one thing, you know. I mean, we talked about this before, Keith. We thought, is Van Halen a hair metal band? You know,
I don't want to call them a hair metal band.
In some ways, they are. I mean, if you think, look at they've got the sexy front man. They all have long hair. They wear the tight pants.
Truth.
They played fun songs about screwing and partying.
But they just don't feel like a hair metal band.
And I know, that's it. They don't really feel that way, and they sort of transcended that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was the musicianship or the songwriting or whatever. So I don't want to talk and do a whole thing about Van Halen, but some of these bands do play as strict as some of these genres are. On the other hand, some of these bands do play kind of loose and fast with them. Go ahead, Keith, your turn.
Well, not to get that technical, but then are the Beatles the first boy band? I mean, they were kind of had
stick
the
metal.
Pop hair.
We can talk about that on Stick the Metal. It's a huge subject. We could be all night, so I'm going to rein you in.
I'm going to go, yeah, I got nothing but time, man. let's go with a little prog metal, if you will. You know, a little prog?
Prog.
We'll start with bands like King Crimson. You can throw a band like Jethro Tull or ELP and then go on into stretching that into bands that I have to mention in that genre, too. You get bands like Dream Theater later on. These bands played a lot more technical style metal, still heavy, and... Some of these bands were very commercial appeal, and bands like Rush. I mean, you could put them in the prog rock metal thing. So those are bands that kind of took a different avenue and were still successful for the most part. And they just did it with soaring vocals, great musicianship, and, you know, I think it worked out for them. But that's beautiful because it was definitely a welcome for me, a definite welcome departure from the Kiss and the Alice Coopers and the straight ahead rock metal bands of the world. So that's kind of something that I'm glad happened. So that, but there's a lot of bands that did that prog thing too that were successful. Thank God.
I want to throw in a couple of, again, like I will be the guy that throws out the sort of more obscure genres just for fun. Viking metal. Viking metal is a subgenre of heavy metal with origins in black metal and Nordic folk music, characterized by common lyrical and thematic focus on Norse mythology, Norse paganism, and the Viking Age. Its music style is typically manifested in Nordic folk-influenced black metal. Some common traits include slow pace and heavy riffing style. Some of the bands would be Dark Woods, My Betrothed.
I know some of this.
And here's another cool, funny genre, war metal. And check out, I like this one. This is cracking me up. Black gaze. Black gaze is a genre fusion of black metal and shoegaze that originated in the early 2000s. The genre often incorporates heavier elements common of black metal, including a blast beat drumming and high-pitched screaming vocals with melodic elements and heavily distorted wall of sound guitar styles typically associated with shoegazing. There's some like crazy freaking red and antichrist black metal. National Socialist black metal, Keith. I mean, it's just insane. So we're having a good time talking about the different genres of metal. This is a band called
Let's go. Almost there, dude. I meant to do that.
Just stay put, all right?
Just stay put, all right? And listen to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. What the hell's the matter with you? That was Broken Rail, Ghosts of Tomorrow. Let's give Broken Rail a little promo here. You want to go to BrokenRailBand.com. We open up the show with Afraid of Human, and AfraidofHuman.com is their website. BrokenRailBand.com. And we're going to be playing a little Turbo Wolf in a little bit here, and we're going to rock out at the end of the podcast with Tax the Heat. Really fun hard rock band. I think kind of in the Lily genre.
I love the Lily genre.
The Lily genre. So anyway, so we were talking, as we were finished the last segment, we were, you know, hitting some of the, going through some of these, like, kind of like crazy sort of, I'm sorry if you know, red Antichrist black metal or National Socialist black metal is your favorite genre. I'm sorry. I just thought it was kind of funny. And so
I don't know anything about it.
If I made fun of it, please don't show up at my house, like, burning any kind of
no,
anything.
Don't do that, because I live next door and I'm not in the mood. I ain't in the mood.
Lily will have to come out and kick your ass. And she'll knock you in the head with a boob, and then you'll be screwed.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, okay, so what do we got? Keith, what do you got, buddy? Lily will go after you. So what do you got?
I want to go with one that is probably a lot of people's favorites on these genres list. I've definitely had a ton of successful bands, and that's thrash metal. Thrash metal, if you look at it, is you have the big four: Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, Megadeth. Those are the four that everybody kind of goes off. But there's other bands in that genre, tons of other bands, that went on to be successful that didn't sound exactly like those bands. I mean, you have bands like Testament, Death Angel, Exodus, Overkill. Those are all thrash bands to me. One of the better bands out of the 90s that started a whole like groove metal thing too, if you call that a genre. Sepultura was from Brazil, and they had really cool percussion mixed in with the heaviness of the music, because they were just from Brazil, and I think
here's a crossovery thing, because there's Latin metal, and you could put bands like Sepultura and Puya in that, you know. But Sepultura also has a progressive type thing going on too. You know, they got. Thing about progressive, and I think we've touched on this in other podcasts, is the early Metallica stuff with all the different movements and the coming with the acoustic stuff and all that. That is very progressive. That is very much like that 70s type progressive stuff with like the long intros and the different sections and coming in and out and getting fast and getting slow. So again, that there's that crossover. You know, in all these genres, they can bring in elements of that. But what do you think actually makes something thrash, Keith? What would you say? I'm asking Lily the same thing. What do you think actually? What would you give me one characteristic of something thrash?
To me, thrash metal still has that commercial appeal because those bands are successful. It doesn't have to be 300 beats a minute. They still have a song there, but it's still heavy. It's still in your face, and bands still bring a hook, a quality to it, just to their heaviness. But it's all, those bands all have one thing in common. It grooves, man. It's still heavy, and it still grooves, and they still have good musicianship, good vocals, and you can still understand what they're saying. So I think a lot of that stuff has to go into the melting pot of what makes a band good.
What do you think makes something thrash, Lily?
Well, I'm agreeing with I can still understand them because I was able to understand Slayer, so that's a good thing. But I think it's also like the speed, the ruggedness, sort of the attitude, and it's a little complex. And also, this is like one of the types of metals where I actually listen to the percussions, so because it's out like in my face. So.
I think it's characterized by a certain way of palm with a certain way the palm muting is done on the guitar, with that sort of like chugging sound, and rhythmic. Done very rhythmically, and even though we can talk about groove metal, I mean, like bands like Pantera and Machine Head and stuff like that, those guys sort of slowed down a little bit and play more like, you know, you listen to a song like Walk, you know what I mean, is a real, you know, that's got like almost a, not funk, but almost a kind of a soulful kind of groove, whereas thrash, it's the aesthetic is still more about, even though it's not as speedy as like speed metal and some of the more extreme things about it, it has that element of sort of thrashing about. He sort of feels like the music is kind of like thrashing you around in a way. What do you got, Lily? Let's hit with another genre.
Here's one that I'm not really a huge fan of, but new metal and new metal. It's the metal meets rap kind of genre there, like Korn or Limp Bizkit, Deftones, Faith No More, Rage Against the Machine a little bit. I mean, I like Korn, but it's probably the only one I actually do like. I just don't like the whole, with the exception of Aerosmith and Run-DMC, I don't like the mixing of rap together with metal. So I'm just not a fan.
Well, that wasn't even an exception to that. I mean, the first people to do that was Anthrax with Public Enemy. They did that shit way before.
That's on my list too.
These bands were kind of taking what they did. And, like, Anthrax was a New York band. They were surrounded by hip-hop. They were surrounded by different kinds of music. They were a metal thrash band. But they also loved Public Enemy. That's why they wanted to do that. Scott Ian's on record saying that he always heard Chuck D singing over his guitar tone. That's what he is. But it's just where that whole, the whole new metal thing made it a point where when you have bands like, I hate to single them out, but Limp Bizkit, it shows you that you don't have to be talented to be successful.
Thank you.
Because Fred Durst sucks out loud. I don't have a talent. Who that dude blew to get where he's at, I have no idea. But at the same time, he made a ton of bread, man. He did. I mean, that band was on top of the world. MTV had them on regular rotation with the dumbest freaking songs you ever heard, and they're still rolling. And of course, other than, you know, obstructing a riot at Woodstock 99, he did pretty well for himself. He won't admit that, but it's...
I want to throw a genre out there, and I want you, Keith, to comment on it, and I want Lily to comment. Lily will comment first, then Keith. I want you guys to talk about stoner metal. Stoner metal is probably... While I'm a guitar player and I do like the speedy type stuff, I think is really, really cool, and I want to talk about neoclassical here in a little bit, there's something that cool about the stoner metal in the sense that it kind of harkens back a little bit to those kind of like heavy Sabbath-y blues-based kind of riffs with a mix of that sort of psychedelic type stuff. So, Lily, you want to maybe talk for a minute or a couple sentences about stoner metal? A
couple sentences I have about stoner metal is I know nothing about it, and I don't know any of the bands, so I don't... Like, what would you consider stoner metal?
We're talking much.
Okay.
So Caius.
Caius.
I'm not as familiar with those bands.
Stone Age in there a little bit.
Who?
Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah. So go ahead, Keith. You seem to be a little more into go. You want to talk about it a little bit?
Well, I just think that, you know, it's probably new the band. It's just like there's so many friggin' genres that you just get confused to the point where I don't know what's what half the time. But about to talk, I'm just guessing. But to me, stoner metal would be that sort of down tempo, the bands that just kind of don't have to play at breakneck speeds. A band like Clutch has been around since the early '90s. You take a band like Cops or Queens of the Stone Age, they've had commercial success. These bands just do a slower Black Sabbath sort of heavy rock that's still, I mean, even a band like Conformity can be in that sort of, that vibe if you want to talk about that slow, bluesy, heavy Black Sabbath kind of vibe. So those are bands that went on to really good things, and I actually really like Clutch. I think they're a really good band, and I've listened to several. I own a couple of these bands, like doing something a little different with the tempos of the music are just sludgy, if you will, and they're called stoner rock. But they're high. I don't know.
Well, there's now. Let's go ahead. Since you mentioned slower tempos, let's talk a little wee bit about some of these slower type genres of metal, like doom, which is very slow. You know. Not slow in the sense they're not playing like love ballads, but bands but styles like death doom, drone metal, funeral doom, sludge, which I just love. Some of these genres, I just love the names of them. Sludge. I'm gonna sludge band.
Well, that sounds kind of cool when you say it.
It just sounds really cool, you know what I mean? And so that's bands like I Hate God, Crowbar, Acid Bath. Some funeral doom bands would be like, well, Funeral, Evoken, Mournful Congregation. So, you know, right there, right? You know what I'm saying? That, you know, that just says it. you know, what it's all about. But a lot of some writers do sort of credit Sabbath as the original doom band because of the slower tempos, the subject matter,
the dark, yeah,
yeah, the
dark
sort of darker
stuff.
Thing, you know, the sludgier kind of grooves as well. So
romantic gothic metal. That sounds so pretty.
Yeah, well, see, there's now there's a whole other thing here. You know, where we I mean there's folk metal which breaks down into like Celtic pirate metal. Pirate,
yes.
There's pirate metal, guys.
Yep.
You know, there's
making this.
Do you guys know the band from Pittsburgh the Bloody Seaman.
Yes, I love the Bloody Seaman.
Yeah, I saw them. I saw them once.
I've seen them. I see them mostly every St. Patty's Day when I see them.
Yeah, yeah.
I like them though. Yeah. They're a fun band.
A fan turned me on to them, and then I went and checked them out, and I thought they were a lot of fun.
They are a fun.
Yeah,
band.
I saw them with Abby's band.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was at that. They did it like a couple of years. That thing on down at the.
You're hurting yourself.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. No. The strip music festival or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Altar Bar closed. Anyhow.
How dare they close?
Yeah, I know. How dare they, you know. So, let's hit a couple more genres. Lily, what do you want to talk about?
Well, in the book I was referencing, they have something called millennial metal, and I don't know if it's called something else, but it's like the grunge and alternative. They thought was too lightweight. The new metal was too trendy. Death metal was too brutal. But it was like Tool and System of a Down and Mastodon and Lamb of God, Machine Head, Slipknot, Hatebreed, Disturbed, and Godsmack. And they all lumped them all into that. Now I don't know if they just took a bunch of subgenres and threw them into the millennial metal. I feel like they did, but
I think that happened too with the new metal stuff. With the new metal was like. When first time I heard Korn, I never heard anything like that. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen them live, and I'm not saying that at the time it was the original live. They're not the greatest players I've seen. I made a bunch of clicks, but it was interesting. It was definitely heavy, and people were reacting to it. And it was they were very unique at the time. And I don't know if they're like considered maybe the godfather of new metal, but I think new metal kind of went and did its thing. And then all of a sudden, there was bands like Disturbed. There were bands like Papa Roach. There was bands like a band that went on to be huge was like a hybrid metal thing. Called I just made one up. Like Linkin Park or something like that. Bands kind of came around later after that was all done. So it's, you know, they were using still that, you know, that hip, especially with Linkin Park, they had like a singer and rapper. They were using a DJ. They were doing a lot of different kind of stuff. So I think sometimes music goes in as, you know, it does this thing and then it comes back with bands that were sort of left out the first time, but they're still enough to salvage some more success out of that genre.
All right. We're going to go play another track, but I want to hit again a couple of more sort of cute, funny sort of names for metal. There's a genre called porno grind. Lily's favorite.
I'm going to start a band.
And this is a subgenre of grindcore and death metal. Lyrically deals with sexual themes.
I would like the lyrics if I could understand them. I'm sure.
It's extremely potential offensive nature, which would keep them out of most stores. An example of the genre is a band called Cock and Ball Torture. I think there's a band called the Jenna Torturers, and I don't know if they're metal or not.
They are.
Really? With the name, you can't tell.
The Jenna Torturers. Well, I mean, it could be punk or you know, some of those like rockabilly type acts can be really dark too.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And before we go, before we play the next band, I got to mention this is my favorite name for a genre of metal. Okay, I don't know if this is not my favorite genre of metal, but my favorite name.
Like the name
Gent, spelled D J E N T, and it is an onomatopoeia of this type of sound. Of playing like a detuned chords, the chords are very staccato. The rhythms are very kind of complicated or chaotic.
Oh, Meshuggah,
kind of all over the place. Yeah,
I saw them.
Yeah.
Tesseract. Like Meshuggah.
I think we played some Tesseract on the show at one time. Born of Osiris, Meshuggah. So some of the bands like that. This Gent, I just think is just a fun Gent. Do you Gent?
I'm going to try to use that in a sentence this week.
Yeah, can you use gent in a sentence? All right, guys. This is a band called Turbo Wolf.
my God! Oh! Oh! Fuck crying out loud!
Not bad.
Oh, what? No, it can't be.
Oh, damn it. Say what?
Fit, boy. Man, fit. Fit. Fit or
all right. Lily and I were just talking about, like, how that is, that band has such a cool freaking sound. Turbo Wolf, Cheap Magic from the album The Free Life. That's the life I want to live, right? That's the life Keith's living right now. Keith, you're living a free life, right?
You wish. I'm working hard every day, Holmes.
Holmes.
Every day?
Holmes. All right, guys. So listen to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. There's some cool merch there.
I want a coffee mug. I'm going to have to go on there.
There's some cool merch there. Coffee mugs, shot glasses, T-shirts, hoodies, condoms, tampons, pads, douches.
You don't have tampons.
We have douches, though. We do have the Ludini douche. It's got my face on it.
An evening with Lou.
You know, Lily, there are days I just don't feel as, I don't feel as fresh.
You don't. I know.
So I need to go home and get my freaking shine box.
Especially since it's humid.
Exactly. Exactly. I was just thinking that.
You're going to have swamp ass all week long here in Pittsburgh. Because it's swamp ass weather.
It sure is.
Isn't there a song by Molly Hatchet? Swamp ass. We should call Molly Hatchet up and tell him write a song called Swamp Ass. Molly Hatchet.
Oh my God.
You know, my cousin graduated from high school this summer, and he wanted to have a Molly Hatchet tribute band play his graduation, but they was too expensive, so he hired Molly Hatchet.
Wow.
Sorry, that's.
I forgot my symbol.
Okay, so we are gonna wrap. We're nearing the end here. This has been like. I mean, and we really haven't hit every genre, guys. We haven't really even. There are so many, and there's tons of resources. You can Google them and check it out. So go ahead, guys. Keith is chomping at the bit. Keith, jump in. What do you got? Then we'll jump over to Lily.
I'm confused about something, and you help me out with this. There's two genres. If we're talking about subgenres here. There's two subgenres that I want to know about where you're at, and. Because without these bands, they definitely have elements of everything. What about punk? A lot of metal bands are influenced by punk. Friggin' Motorhead was a punk fan. If you look at it, they had some really fast.
Okay,
tempos.
Hold on. There is a genre of metal called crust punk. Sometimes referred to as crust, it's a metal subgenre defined by its growled out lyrics, which are often pessimistic musings about society, politics, and social environment. Music is primarily bass-heavy, fast-tempo, occasionally slow moments. Originated in England back in the 80s, has remained a fringe subgenre in the metal scene ever since. Definitely punk-tinged, for sure. And Motorhead has a punk vibe, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, they do.
Of course. Listen to Ace of Spades. That's their friggin' punk song. I mean, you're going to tell me you listen to Ace of Spades and don't hear a punk influence.
Oh,
what about
sure.
This other one? This will probably chop a few asses. It's definitely a heavy music. What about grunge, man? Is it metal? Is it hard rock? What the hell is it?
It is not metal.
Changes friggin'
it's
heavy.
Not metal.
Alice in Chains is heavy. Alice in Chains is just as heavy, and so is Soundgarden and a lot of more
Alice
metal
Chains,
bands.
Chains, Soundgarden, to Alice calm in Chains down, Keith. Calm down, man. Keith. Calm down. Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, those bands are considered alt metal.
They do have their own thing, yes.
They do their
but
own thing.
But that's still alt.
It's definitely alt metal. It is not. You can't use the G word in metal, dude. Like, no, it just ain't gonna happen. It's a.
Those are good bands.
It's a prejudice.
I don't care what they are.
It's a prejudicial thing, I admit. But that you're just not gonna get any. That's not gonna fly. You can.
It flies just fine.
It flies for you because.
I hope it flies right into a fucking fire.
I think it flies for you, Keith, because you're very open-minded and you like a lot of different kinds of music. But for metal heads, they don't want to hear the G word. Let's do Lily. Can we do a little shout out about the people that have chimed in? Just give everybody a quickie shout out. I see Amy Pittsburgh, Mary Kelly, some people you guys have been hanging out.
Ted Pavlak, John Richard Brower, Mickey Hernandez, Steve Engert, David Crowe, Jason Pinckney. Hold on, I'm scrolling here.
Go ahead, scroll all you like.
Randy Rhoads, Scott Custer, and Amy Pittsburgh, Lou Bulk. That's who I have on here. If I missed you, I'm sorry, but I only get so many comments on here at a time.
Thank you all for joining and participating. Big round of applause for you guys. You guys rock. I don't know what else to say about it.
Definitely check out this book, though, guys.
Sorry, I was getting my period.
That's okay. It happens. I don't get those anymore.
So the book, let's go ahead, Lily. Go ahead, plug the book for a minute, because this is very cool. Go ahead.
This is such a good book. I'm only about halfway into it, but it's Louder Than Hell, The Definitive Oral History of Metal. There are quotes in here from...
You said oral.
I love the word oral. I knew you were going to say that. For those of you who don't like to read, there are pictures. But there are quotes from so many musicians, dead and alive, so you're going to want to probably read that. And the introductions by Scott Ian, and then Rob Halford of Judas Priest kind of like closes it out for you. I didn't get that far yet.
And it's called Louder.
Louder Than Hell.
You can get it on Amazon.
For like $12.
Yeah. It's very cool. There's a lot of book here too. Those of you that are watching the video.
It's like 1,000 pages right there.
MF-er. We are now over on, hey, Diesel.
Oh.
Diesel has joined the podcast.
I love him.
We are now, guys, on YouTube. The podcast, but be a little patient with us, because these podcasts take like several hours to upload to YouTube. So just kind of Michael, God bless you, brother. I appreciate he's been working with me for about 4 years. He's got the patience of Job, and he sits down and puts his stuff on his computer and uploads it to YouTube for us. So just, you know, we really appreciate that. So if you guys can check it out on YouTube, please share the video as well. Because, again, this promotes the bands that we're playing here. And the bands that we are playing tonight were Afraid of Human. You can go to afraidofhuman.com. Broken Rail, that is brokenrailband.com. We just rocked out to Turbo Wolf. Turbo Wolf is turbowolf.co.uk. And we're going to wrap up the show here in a little while with Tax the Heat. Share the podcast. You know, you see it on YouTube. Show some love. Share it around. Same thing. Okay. So, Keith, Lily, let's wrap up. We get some final thoughts on some subgenres that maybe we haven't talked about yet that you guys want to hit.
He had my last one, which was thrash, so that's all I want to talk about. I didn't even want to talk about nu metal, but I had to bring it up.
Just had to bring it
up. You got to throw it in here.
It's part of it, so you kind of have to.
I've studied hair metal. I've listened to that too. So, I mean,
truth.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody's brought up symphonic metal.
I wouldn't have brought that up. There's also Christian metal.
Yeah, we should throw that out a little bit too, because Christian metal sometimes is called like white metal, and this is a sort of like metal with like positive lyrics about, well, with a sort of sometimes with an overtly Christian theme. I want to talk about quickly. I want to mention neoclassical because Yngwie Malmsteen is one of my favorite guitar players of all time. Tony McElpine, Vinnie Moore. And that was characterized by that sort of guitar playing. So it can be in a lot of different genres, but it has to do a lot with that type of guitar playing. And here's a genre I can't believe neither one of you guys brought up. I cannot believe neither one of you guys brought this up.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe you didn't bring it up.
I'm going
to... Do you know what I'm going to talk about?
I don't
about?
Know what you're going to say.
Industrial metal.
Oh.
Ramstein, Ministry, Nine Inch Nails, KMFDM, Fear Factory, Marilyn Munchkin, Rob Zombie. I mean, this music was wildly successful, got a lot of people grooving, got a lot of people who said, well, I don't like metal, rocking out to metal. Good stuff. So,
dude, I mean, Marilyn Manson and Zombie and guys like that, even going back to Alice Cooper, could be considered shock rock or shock metal.
Yeah, I don't know. You never know what they're in.
I understand the whole industrial rock. Definitely Ministry would be in that. I think they were probably at the forefront of that sound.
Oh, yeah. They're the progenitors. Rammstein. I love Rammstein.
I totally forgot about KMFDM.
Kick-ass band. I mean, just like great theatrics, great videos. I mean, some of the best videos in hard rock and metal are Rammstein's videos. They're just totally enthralling, dark, freaky, scare the living shit out of you. Good stuff. So industrial metal, for sure. We sort of touched, I mentioned Latin metal, some good stuff. Mathcore,
what?
Keith. Mathcore's rhythmically complex and dissonant style of heavy metal and hardcore punk, though many groups draw mainly from metalcore. It has its roots in bands like Converge, Botch, the Dillinger Escape Plan. The term mathcore is suggested by analogy with math rock, both math rock and metal. Both math rock and math core make use of unusual time signatures. So this is a kind of...
It makes me think it's science. I can't...
Well,
it's
a sort of like progressive type.
It's another word for progressive. They're trying to put another title on it so you can go buy the shit. It's prog rock. I mean, there's bands like the drummers I dig that are out there now, like bands like... Animals as leaders and guys like that. These guys can really play, but it's not like I listen to every song. It kind of loses me after a while. Even them, and they obviously are great, very accomplished musicians. You know, it's once in a while, I just like to hear a song.
All right. That's all right. That's totally legitimate, too. And I want to just say, we sort of started with this. I'm going to wrap up with this traditional heavy metal. Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Dio. This is how it got freaking started, guys.
Zeppelin's not a metal band.
Never forget.
They don't want to be called it either.
Who doesn't want to be called metal?
Zeppelin.
Well,
Zeppelin's not a metal
band. Zeppelin is not a metal band, but they are progenitors of metal. I mean, especially a lot of the glam metal bands.
Oh, I know.
Like, owe a lot to Led Zeppelin. I mean, you know, come on, Whitesnake. If it wasn't for Led Zeppelin, there would not be Whitesnake.
There would not be a lot of
them. Then you could go make another genre that's just called hard rock. Bands
that's
like
not metal.
Aerosmith. Oh, just some of the most legendary bands of all time. Aerosmith, freaking AC/DC. Those are hard rock bands. That's in the genre, man.
No, it's
are
not.
They heavy?
That's hard rock. They're not metal. Metal's metal. But you did bring up AC/DC. And I'm not trying to contradict you. You and I, we can disagree. It's fine. But here's the thing I want to say, and maybe we can just wrap up with this. Isn't AC/DC one of those bands, though, that is, like, embraced by almost everybody?
Yeah, I would say.
I mean, they're old people. I mean, I've been to weddings where the wedding band's, like, they're playing all the whatever,
Then you shook me all night long.
And then they play You Shook Me All Night Long, and, like, grandma gets up and's, like, rocking out. You know, to it. I mean, and then metal people respect AC/DC. I mean, if they're not going to, you know, punch AC/DC in the face if they get up on stage, you know, and that's one of those bands that really trans. And I think they're like Led Zeppelin in the same way.
Well, they include AC/DC in this book under like traditional metal.
All right, Lily, parting thoughts.
I have no parting thoughts. However, I would like to remind everybody that my show on Saturday, Rock for Vets, please come out. It's at Karma Club in Southside.
Karma.
No, not like that. However, it's only a $10 donation. It's a good cause. Please come out. It's for the vets, guys. Thanks.
And how do we hear you on Rock Rage Radio?
Rock Rage Radio. You want to go and download the app that's free, Rock Rage Radio, or you can go straight to the website, rockrageradio.com. Just stream it straight from there. 6 o'clock on Thursday nights.
Teutonic thrash metal.
What?
Or just Teutonic metal is a regional form of thrash metal that originated in Germany during the 80s, was heavily influenced by the new wave of British metal. Teutonic thrash, often considered to be less thrashy than regular thrash metal, the style is known to incorporate raspy vocals, palm-muted guitar riffs, frantic double bass drumming. Notable Teutonic bands include Creator with a K.
Oh, I like Creator.
Destruction, Sodom, Holy Moses, Iron Angel, Kick Back with a Cold Iron.
I'm pretty sure
on
that's
your 4th of July weekend.
Donnie
Isley's Iron Angel, Tankard, and Living Death. I thought that was funny. Teutonic thrash metal. Whatever. Keith, parting thoughts, parting shots, anything you want to talk about before we wrap it up for tonight?
I want to throw a thing about the 1990s. You want to know why? Go ahead, ask me.
Why, Keith?
I'm going to tell you anyway. 1990s brought us some of the greatest freaking metal music of all time. It started in no particular order, with a great band called Pantera just come out and started melting faces.
Groove metal. Okay? This is groove metal, which we didn't talk about, but go ahead.
Tool came out in 1990. Their debut came out in 1993.
You're Tool.
Another band.
Oh, they consider Rage that the Machine millennial metal in my book. That's why.
A band that I should have their own freaking subgenre is Primus. Primus came out in the 90s and still, to this day, is one of the most unique bands of all time.
Silly metal.
My name is Mud.
They came out in 1992. So these are bands that I think, Incubus, these bands are amazing. They are all come out in the 90s, and they were more, you know, the successful decade. That was a great decade for metal and hard rock.
All right,
so thank you.
Why don't you plug your band? Does your band have a website? What's going on?
Yeah, go to Reverb Nation, Black Laurel. Just type in Black Laurel, Reverb Nation.
All right, guys.
Next Tuesday, we're at Sydney Saloon if you're in the New Orleans area.
Nice.
Which I doubt anybody else, but you never know.
Reverb Nation / Black Laurel. So check them out on Reverb Nation. Check out Rock Rage Radio. To check out Lily V6. When is your show again?
Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern.
6 p.m. Eastern on Rock Rage Radio. Guys, we could really just go on and on and on. There's
days of metal.
I mean, it's just like, you know, metal is just like crap. There's just a gazillion different genres, the way it breaks down. And a lot of these bands, like I said in the beginning, play loose and fast. Kind of crossover. So anyway, so next week you want to jump over to the private group for a minute and talk about the next week's podcast. You got a few minutes, Keith?
I already got this one, man.
Okay, let's talk about it. Those of you guys who don't know, Lou Lombardi's Inner Circle, this is where the kind of behind the scenes stuff takes place. We'll tell the dirtier jokes. You'll get to see us mix it up a little more loosely. Lily takes her shirt off. There's all kind of cool stuff that happens. So if you guys want to join us, we're gonna figure out next week's podcast. But
not off already.
I want to plug all the great bands that contributed tonight. Afraid of Human, you go to afraidofhuman.com. We had Broken Rail, brokenrailband.com. Turbo Wolf with that great groove and track that we played a few minutes ago. turbowolf.co.uk. And we're going to wrap up with a band that I really dig called Tax the Heat. Guys, it's been a lot of fun, man. You know, if you can think of make up your own heavy metal genre and share it with us. Chris, who you want to, any other newcomers that chimed in before
I'm
we wrap
looking
on
right
here?
Now
we want to thank all you guys. Please share the podcast, hit that share button, we really appreciate it. When you listen to the replays, it's very simple, guys. When you're looking at it on Podbean or iTunes or wherever, to hit that share button, share it around, let your friends know about great music is not dead. Don't believe the bullshit out there that rock is dead. It is not. You tune in each week to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus to hear killer freaking bands. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Click the merchandise tab and get yourself a little something. You know, maybe something for 4th of July even, right?
Yeah.
How about it? Anybody you want to shout out to?
We miss Chris Thunderwolf.
Chris. Love you. Thank you. Chris is a super fan. Sends us gifts. We enjoy hanging out with Chris. And there is Keith's mouth. Wow. You kiss your mother with that mouth? All right, guys.
What is going on?
We're going to get out of here. Go over to Lou Lombardi's Inner Circle. We're going to talk about next week's podcast. You do some fun stuff over there as well here for a few minutes. And let's get the hell out of here.
Stay for 2 minutes. I want to take off my pants.
We're going to rock out with Tax the Heat. You can go to taxtheheat.com. They're going to take us out. Tax the Heat. Stood on the platform to leave on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus.